Hello, and welcome to African Children's Stories, a podcast by EduTab Africa. This is a site for children, educators, and parents that aims to promote a reading culture in Africa. Each week, we shall deliver intriguing stories to you. Today's story is titled A Dancer's Tale. It is published by the African Storybook Initiative. It is authored by Samantha Cutler and illustrated by C. Nicole de Clark. I am your narrator and host, Magdalene Chorongo. Story. Once upon a time, in Joburg's orange grove, a little girl called Phyllis was born into the world. Two people in love hugged their sweet little babe. No one knew then what a dancer they'd made. By the time she was four, she had learned very quick. She impressed all her teachers with her darky feet flicks. Before school and after, she danced every day. Nothing pleased Phyllis more than ballet. When the world was ready for Phyllis at 15, she arrived in big old London, ready to live her dream. She said goodbye to all her friends. She was ready to start fresh. Watch out, Royal Ballet School. Phyllis is here to impress. When Phyllis danced Swan Lake, it was fit to show the queen. After years of pirouetting, she was ready to be seen. Dancing for the audience, she turned and twirled about. Look, everyone is smiling. See how they clap and shout. From Mexico to Canada, from USA to France, Phyllis traveled far and wide so the world could see her dance. With the Royal Ballet Company and her ballerina friends, she spread her love for ballet. She never wanted it to end. Phyllis always knew that dance was in her heart, but she longed to return home again and make a fresh new start. So she leaped and bounded back to her beautiful land. Her ballerina roots were regrown. She was once more South African. Dancing wasn't just for fun, as Phyllis always knew. She'd work at dancing day and night, and with hard work, she grew. Always smiling, always trying, through good times and through tough. Phyllis always did her best. She couldn't get enough. Romeo and Juliet, Swan Lake and Giselle. Phyllis danced these for the people. Graceful, tireless, well. With partners Gary Bunn and Edward Grayling too, her magnificence inspired the audience. To her, flowers they threw. Reward comes easily when you put yourself to test. Phyllis came to realize this when she was called the best. She was awarded Prima Ballerina Assoluta, the greatest dancer of them all. Phyllis would forever be known. She wanted nothing more. Goodness, what a catch! Phyllis met her loving partner. His name was Philip Boyd. He was another dancer. Together, they were married, and together they will dance. No one could be better matched, given half the chance. Though they had no children, Phyllis and Philip were never sad. The two of them found another way to help other moms and dads. They started Dance for All, a special school for dance, so that children with no money could also learn to prance. She left a legacy of dance and incredible success. Her magic was passed on to others to help them become their best. Her students spread across the world, inspired by her darky feet. They dance on while we watch, dreaming from our seats. Thank you for joining us this week on African Children's Stories. We hope you enjoyed this week's story. Feel free to share your thoughts and feedback with us. You can email us using the links on the description to find out more about our work. You can support us by subscribing and sharing with a friend, and that will help us reach more kids. Until next week, toodles!